You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, guys. Wow, sorry, we're back. We had some technical difficulties. For those of you that watch after, you won't even know that we had any of those technical difficulties. But anyway, we resolved them and we're back. So, Season 2, Episode 9, I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain. I have Mama Lee in the building here with me tonight. And, so Teen Mom 2, let's dive on in. There's a lot to go over, but, overall thoughts. Let's start there.
Oh, jeez.
You hate that question.
I hate all questions. That put me on the spot anyway. No, I thought it
Wrong place to be, lady.
I thought it was a lot to do with fathers.
Yeah.
It was all about kind of the father relationships with the kids, to sum it all up. It was good. I mean, I learned stuff because I don't know a lot about these people. So it's always good when any information I get.
Yeah, definitely. I will agree with one of the viewers last week saying it was a little slow and boring. Mm-hmm. I think this one was a little bit slow and boring for me, too. There were some great moments, which we'll talk about. But, I mean, I don't think we've picked up enough in the season. But at the same time, if we remember last season, I mean, we started out. But also, we were learning all this crazy stuff about two new moms and all that. But anyway, so we'll jump right in with Leah. The twins are starting third grade. Addie's starting kindergarten. Jeremy's out of town. Addie's dad, like usual. But I did think it was really great that his mom showed up at the bus stop in the pitch black middle of the night.
Where do they live? It seriously is so dark.
They live in one of those middle southern towns, like the Midwest, I think.
Yeah, it was dark.
But another thing which was so crazy was that it was literally 5 a.m. that this five-year-old was waking up at. 5 a.m.? I can't even wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're only in, like, third grade and kindergarten. It doesn't start until, like, 8:15. What do you need to be awake for 3 hours before?
Yeah, I really don't get it. But it's been a consistent thing with her and these kids with school. The bus drop is always like that. They don't live in Alaska, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'm like, it's so dark.
Yeah, it's so weird. But yeah, really, really cool conversation that Corey has with the twins when he gets them. It was so natural, and you can tell the difference between a child father that has a really good, like, serious relationship with them and one that doesn't. It just seems...
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were great questions to ask them at that point.
And it flowed so well. And, I mean, what do you think about the twins? They're totally opposite people.
Oh, totally opposite. I mean, from their looks to their personalities, just the questions about...
Maturity.
Their names...
Allie is the one, the Leah? Darker hair.
No,
Aaliyah.
That's the mom. Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Aaliyah wanted to be by herself, and it was really cute.
Yeah.
They were honest. I loved it.
Yeah, definitely. So we had some crazy drama with the wheelchair, which there was so much foreshadowing. I don't know if you noticed, but there was a time where, with the drop-off between Leah and Corey, they had, like, added in words while they were walking. Like, this wasn't really said, but... Leah, they added, and I'm going to bring the wheelchair to the bus stop. Like, they just added words of her saying that at that point.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, something's going to happen with the wheelchair. And then she kept saying it when she was getting Addie ready. Okay, I'm going to get the wheelchair. Okay, I'm going to get the wheelchair. All right, I'm going to get the wheelchair. And then she's in the car and she's like, yep, got to get the wheelchair onto the bus for Allie. The wheelchair. Oh, I'm going to go grab the wheelchair. And then they couldn't take the wheelchair.
That's funny you noticed that. I didn't notice any of that.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, something is going to happen with the wheelchair too. They're going to break. Like, something crazy is going to happen with it.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so what did you think about the conversation? She calls her new boyfriend Jason.
Jason, yeah. He was nice, you know. I mean, I think he's still a little bit weirded out about being on the camera.
He was just too nice.
Well, he was too nice, plus, like, the beginning of the conversation, he was like, I don't know if that was me. I would go in there. And then he's like, all right, well, before you go, calm down.
Yeah.
I don't want you. So do you want it to go in there, you know, all fired up or calm down? He was not sure.
Yeah. I hope it's more of like an Andrew situation with Amber. Mm-hmm. How he's just like, you're like, do you have good intentions? And now I'm starting to think that Andrew does, because it's like, I don't really know with this Jason guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Well, like you said last week, you know, he doesn't have an Instagram, so it's not for, like, to get himself.
That's true. I don't know if he has a Twitter or anything, but, I mean, he has an Instagram. It's just private, so that makes me feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, he has a really nice house.
Oh, wait, how do you know? Oh,
we see his house. I've been there a couple times. He's invited me over. We've hung out. But... but it was just so crazy that they expected, like, Leah had talked to the principal the night before. They didn't have the piece for the wheelchair. Like,
yeah.
What? I would have been so annoyed too. Like, that was just annoying.
Yeah.
But so we move on to Chelsea. She's moving into her new house. Cole talks about how annoyed he is that his pregnant wife, that's like 75,000 weeks pregnant,
exactly,
is driving 35 minutes and then goes in back for nothing. And then he just talks about how there's literally no excuse to missing that, which is so true. Like, you should have got there earlier if there was traffic. You should have this. You should have that. And then he just says, and for Aubrey to have to deal with this, it just pisses me off. Like,
he's such a good guy.
He really is.
Yeah, I like him.
So Adam still doesn't pay the fee. Doesn't pay the fee in time. And it gets canceled again.
And Aubrey's so good about it. I mean, you know that she can't be feeling okay, but...
So what about the conversation between Randy and Aubrey, which is her grandfather?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
He's so awesome. Yeah. He has always been so awesome since Chelsea was pregnant with her. He's such a great guy, and I thought it was so cool how he just said, I hope he realizes it doesn't mean he doesn't love you, you know. He'll hopefully he catches that, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, maybe you could use him as a punching bag.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't do that. She's like, I will.
He goes, you're strong. You have good punches.
Which is so crazy, like, that she even correlated, like, maybe he should get a beating from this kind of thing, you know? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But.
She probably wants to hit him or her own self.
I know.
Probably really angry. But she has such a good support team that he's not even going to matter after a while.
That's true. He's not even going to matter. But it's just, you know, in this poor little girl's head, there's nothing that she can do but think, all these adults don't understand. I don't understand, but it's about me. So is it about me? Like, you know?
Yeah. See, someone has to tell her, you know, that... Well, the grandfather kind of did.
I know exactly what you're going to say. What? Keep going.
That it's his problem.
Yeah.
That he has a problem in himself. That no, it doesn't matter anything. It doesn't matter what she does, what she... It's him.
Yeah.
It's all him. The grandfather kind of touched on it when he said he has a problem with time or making things on time. But it's way more than that.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't believe that he didn't pay again. I mean, he has another daughter. I wish they would update us on Paisley. She's younger than Aubrey, like, by a couple of years, but...
So is he together?
No.
No, he's not with somebody.
We don't know who he's with now, but not with anybody with his children.
Yeah, we don't even know if he sees the other little kid.
No. That's what I'm saying. I want to get an update on her because I know Chelsea and Paisley's mom have a pretty good relationship. Like, they have gotten the girls together before. They're sisters. Like, so. So we get on to Janelle. Her and Babs have a good relationship. They seem to be doing really good. Mm-hmm. I have some funny stuff in news and gossip, so stick around. and find out about that. But yeah, so she, Barb or Babs, talks to Jace about how good of a relationship she's having with the Janelle, and she wants to be able to do stuff for the holidays.
She's so funny.
She's so funny. You know, she's from Rhode Island. That's where she was raised.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah. We're from Rhode Island, just so you all know. So if you hear some Cumberland Farms or something like that, then...
Back in the car.
Yeah. Try not to, but... I mean, I don't really have a problem with it.
No, you're not as bad as I am.
Mm-mm. But anyway, so I guess one of the producers says that Andrew, to Janelle, that Andrew, Jace's father, that he hasn't seen since the day he was born, the one time... wants to see him and wants MTV to fly everybody, a whole crew, out to New York because he works so he could see him.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, first of all, when he was talking to Babs, he was so braggy.
Oh, my.
I went to college. I got my bachelor's.
For 4 years.
What does that have to do
with anything? I have a career. He said he has a really good career so many times.
I know.
When you have to... like, I don't know, talk yourself up, don't you think there's something going on?
Yeah, either that or he just knows he's on camera and wants the world to know how wonderful he is and what he's doing and great.
But how crazy when he says, she's like, but why now? You know, why now? And he's like, well, I tried to reconnect with you guys, but, you know, I couldn't get a hold of it. I didn't have any way of connecting with you. She's literally on TV.
And on Instagram.
She has a public account.
Yeah, and he says his family couldn't get in touch with her.
Like, okay, so how did you do it this time then?
Exactly.
9 years.
Just be honest.
Yeah.
Just be honest. I've grown, you know, I've gotten a lot older. I'm smarter.
I was
my
stupid.
My life's together. I really want him to benefit from who I am now. I messed up. Like, don't be a liar and a false and ew.
Yeah, yuck, it yuck. Was so bad. It really was.
Yeah, it really was. I didn't know he was a model.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I saw pictures of him because
oh, you did?
Yeah, after that, I looked it up, and I did say.
Really? Yeah. What did you look up?
I looked up his name, modeling.
No way. Is it real stuff?
Couple.
Oh, my gosh.
And what about Babs saying, like, oh, he, about the picture that she has, and his hair's flowing, and he's so good looking. She's funny.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. I'm trying to pull up a picture right now so I can try and see. But for those of you who are just listening and not watching.
You can't. I'll try to look, too.
So. Oh, my God. So funny. So, anyway, I did think it was really great. How do you think Babs handled the situation? Like, with going to visit and all that stuff. Yeah, I thought it was really wise for her to say, you know what? I'll come to you.
Yeah.
And I'll figure, you know, see the situation out. And then I thought it was really cool how neither her or Janelle were battling. Oh, my God. I'm just, word is it, how news are in.
Where can I show anybody? No, they can't.
Turn it around. Turn it to my camera.
Oh, and then.
We really got to get away to.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
We're going to get, we're going like to split that. Monitor. But anyway, if you're watching, that's a good picture. I mean, it's not bad. It's very couture kind of stuff. But anyway, so it was, oh my God, they just keep coming. So anyway, it was cool how she said, you know, maybe we could take him to lunch, a very short thing, you know, take him to lunch. There's no like, hey, we're going to go spend the whole weekend in New York and you're going to see your father. We're going to Legoland and we're going to do this. And then, like, that's too much. So I thought that was really very good that she said that, right?
No, that was really good. But I didn't like the fact that she said, and then maybe 6 months later, like, why? If you're going to build a relationship, then
well,
do
it's
it
like,
a little bit more often.
But then is it all, I think Janelle's point is, kind of to that, like, how do we decide that he lives in New York? Apparently he cannot leave, so we have to do all the traveling with him. Like, I can't keep up with that. He's not going to FaceTime him every other night or every you know, a couple times a week, or I you know, I can't force that.
Yeah,
so
see, I'm thinking like I'm imagining New York from us, so I'm like, that's nothing. I forget,
oh,
there's a big world out there. I don't know.
Yeah, they live not close to New York.
No.
No.
The opposite?
I don't like. It's not Delaware because that's where Kale lives. But anyway. So I don't know. It's not close. They're definitely going to have to fly, I think. I don't remember what state she lives in. If you remember what state Janelle lives in, let me know. I know there's a Wilmington. North Carolina, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure North Carolina. Which, that's far.
Yeah, it's pretty far.
That's a, I don't know, what, 12-hour drive or something? Mm. Has to be. Yeah. Anyway, so let's get on to Kale. This was so funny to me. I was laughing so hard. I was laughing at a lot of this whole part. So we get to Kale's part, and she's holding the baby all, like, dramatic, and Isaac's like, can I go to Hobbies with Lincoln? And he's like, all right, call your father. And Lincoln's like, my father? And she's like, no, his father and your father. And everybody's like, everybody has a different father, which
they do.
Is so normal for them. Like, my dad, your dad, right. His dad.
Right. He just went with the whole flow of it.
Uh-huh.
One of my comments was about her. She has a father for different kids. Now, the baby's a little boy?
Yes, he is a boy. All right,
because I was looking at him going, oh, she's so cute. Until he said it in the car. But is she pregnant now from a new guy?
No.
Okay.
No, so we'll get there. Yeah. But so funny. So then she has, like, everybody FaceTime their dad. Like, ask him. I'm not dealing with this. You FaceTime your dad. You FaceTime your dad. You ask your dad. I'm not dealing with you. Who's dropping dads and dropping off kids and dads? I don't understand.
Going to different fathers, their brother's father.
I mean, it's an awesome thing. But, like, come on. It was so funny. And then I was literally in tears by myself watching this when Kale's, like, holding the baby, like, all dramatic. She's, like, rushing out the door. No. Because one of the kids was like, hold on, I got to get. Or some shit. No. No holding on. No stopping here. No stopping. Collect. Go.
No,
like,
pass.
We're not stopping, pass and go, and collecting $200. Like, whatever. I was like, what? It was so good.
But the great thing was that the little boy goes, your camera's out. Every time I go to it. But then the little boy goes, whoa, $200? I don't have $2. So he just went along with it. Never mind. Go back.
Oh, we're back. See, we are really having some technical difficulties today, guys. Yeah. So bear with us. But we'll get them all sorted out.
Behind the scenes going on.
I know. You guys are so lucky. But yeah, that was so funny to me. And then, so we get in the car, and so, I mean, they're talking about the baby. Oh, first they say something about what is the baby going to wish for his birthday?
Oh,
Lux.
That's right.
What is he going to wish for his birthday? And then Lincoln was like, a baby. and he's like, first we get in the car, okay, because I had to back up because this is so funny. Lincoln goes, when I was a baby, Mom, I was fat like your belly's fat.
That's such a kid thing to say.
That is so funny. But so then they start talking about Lux, the baby, his first birthday coming up. Is everything good? Over there on your side?
I'm not on camera.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that face is like you're off camera or something, but... she says, oh, Lincoln, you're getting he wants another baby and whatever. And Kale says, well, your dad's giving you a baby. And he's like, yeah, but a boy. And Isaac goes, yeah, me too or something. And he goes, Lincoln's like, no, but it's my dad and Lauren is having a baby. And Isaac's like, well, it's kind of my family. And he's like, Kale's like, no, that's Lincoln's family. And then he's like, well, but it is kind of like my family. And so Kale's like, yeah, it is kind of like his family.
But it really kind of is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going over there and
he really loves Hobby. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's just so cute.
I know.
You know? And it must be so difficult. It's like, yeah, I love my dad, but there's another guy that I love. And
yeah, he actually asked to go to Javi's house.
Yeah.
Asked his dad, so.
Javi takes Lincoln and Isaac both to, like, Disney World on vacation. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets, like, triple vacations. Mom, his own dad, and then stepdad, but not even stepdad.
Yeah, didn't the other little boy, It's Lincoln and, I'm sorry, I'm so
Lux.
Bad. No.
Isaac. The big ones.
All right. So Lincoln, who said it? Lincoln said, oh man, now I forgot.
Okay, good storytelling again.
gosh, what was I just saying? I was reading my notes and it totally is not what I wanted.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to you. So that was great. But so then Isaac says, Kale says something really like shocking to me. She's like, well, maybe I'll marry, you know,
the baby's father,
which I was like, I knew you said kind of shyly that like you were kind of working on things or, you know, whatever, but that's a big thing to say. Well, maybe I'll marry the baby's father, which can we stop calling this kid the baby? I hate when people do that.
Oh, really?
I hate that.
What do you want her to call him?
His name that she gave
Lux.
Him.
Lux. Really?
Lux.
What's his name?
Lux.
Same thing.
It's literally not the same thing.
I thought.
Actually, it's like a completely different name.
Lux. Lux.
Yes.
It's a letter.
That's like, okay, you want to know something? Your name is Lee. L-E. That's like me being like, yo, P.
No, it would be like saying
I'm changing
Leah.
One letter. No, like it's not.
Leah.
Okay, if you guys, who's right in this situation?
Yeah, I'll pick me.
Pick me. So anyway, that was so funny. And then Lincoln, or Isaac, was like, remember, you can't marry anybody else because you already married Javi.
Yeah.
I thought you could, I thought adults could only marry one time.
Yeah, I thought he said girls, but.
Oh.
Because he knows that Javi married again. Oh, no.
No,
he
didn't.
Oh.
But his dad married again.
Yeah, so maybe.
Oh, but he was never married to Kale, so I don't know if he knows that.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in that little family.
There's a lot of people because you know that Isaac has a sister. Isaac's dad has a wife, V, and then they have a daughter, VV.
Oh.
VV. V and VV.
Wow.
That's like Mackenzie. And Mackenzie E.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Don't steal that name when you guys have a girl, because I call it
Mackenzie E.
Okay, so we got to move on. So Stella's turning one. Now, I did remember that Stella's birthday is around 4th of July. Like, I think it's July 1st. So that's why, hence the theme. Because at first I'm like, when did they celebrate this? Like, did you just...
Right.
I mean, if I have a Christmas birthday in April or something.
Right.
I was like... But it does make sense and it's cool.
Okay.
So Stella's turning one. Her father, Louis, had quit his truck driving job and moved to New York. Hasn't seen her. Big surprise. Devon comes to talk. And I don't know. Bree should just like... You did nothing around here, but I really want you to be Nova's life, so I need you to come to Stella's birthday party, pretty much. And he's like, okay, I'll be there. Like, count me in. Like, he's so good. I think he learned now how to just kind of be like, what? Like,
sift out of... He wasn't like that before?
No. He would fight them. They had blowout fights.
Uh-huh.
On the reunion, the live reunion, a couple seasons ago, whatever. Like, the sister, Brittany, and Devon, like, literally almost got in a fist fight. The mom threw a huge heel at Devon's head. I don't think it hit him, but, yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
Oh.
Yep. They, like, even one day in one of the episodes a couple seasons ago, they were at dinner, and the mom was there, Roxy, and she, like, they get in this fight, and she gets up on the table. Like, they're sitting in a booth next to each other. Gets on the table, standing there, like, over him, yelling like this. Yeah.
Wow, she doesn't seem like that now.
Oh.
Well, all right, what I've seen so far.
Oh, yeah. She will go.
She will.
Yeah, all three of them will. They're all.
So, I feel like Brianna is just lets everything go. Doesn't make these guys responsible, just takes them as whatever they're going to do. She doesn't argue about it.
I think this is like a really weird case for her. If that, it's either that or like she always just does it in a really bad way, in like a non-productive way, because she always has something to say to them, always bringing them down, always yelling at them, always this, which I mean, it's...
Yeah, they deserve it, but not this season. Not the... What no, on? Not the this... Only the second episode.
Okay, yeah, so but, not this situation.
Yeah, but even last show, she... There was something going on, and I'm like, God, she lets him just go.
Wait, what?
With her daughter, Noah?
Nova.
I need a big sign. I have too many things. All right. So, no, I should remember that. Yeah. Nova Lee.
Nova Lee.
Yeah, so the Nova's dad there. She,
Devon.
Yeah, last episode, last week,
yeah.
She didn't give him any trouble about him coming like 5 hours late. Oh.
That's okay, left. Honey, this is this episode. Whoa, someone needs to go to sleep.
No, I've been watching season 8, too.
We know you've that? Been watching season 8. I don't
it
know.
It wasn't this one. It
oh, was, okay.
No, it wasn't this tonight.
Well, whatever. Anyway, whatever it is, it's probably season damn 8.
I need to stop watching season 8.
No, you should just finish it. Right. But, okay, so, anyway, Devon comes to this birthday party, which is awesome. They rent this house. She always rents houses. Like, that's her thing. She, like, rents houses. I don't know. It's like, just go to Jumpin' Johnny's and have a damn birthday party.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was really cool. I couldn't believe, though, that... What did you think about her just saying she's going to pay for Lewis to come?
I understood.
Yeah.
I totally understood. She wants him to be in the baby's life, you know? So, pay for it, and she, I don't know. He didn't stand by what he said, though.
Oh, no, but she did text him. Did you see? Rules.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
No.
It means nothing.
And she goes, don't go leaving early. Don't go.
Yeah.
Leaving early. So, yeah, they rented this house, and then Shirley, the friend, sees that he's DJing in the town the night before the party, and... like, what the hell?
I know.
That is do it. It's just so crazy. Like, I feel bad, but, like, she really doesn't know how to pick them. Like,
no.
Devon was really bad the first long time. Like, he's only good this last season and this mm-hmm. season. If he even was last season, I forget. But so Lewis walks in the door and Stella's like, who are you? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? And, like, the first year of a baby's life, like, that is so crucial to me.
I think so. I think every year, but...
I mean, yes, definitely. But, like, the first year they grow, they change so much.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It's like, how do you... They don't know you. He doesn't even...
Well, he was so awkward anyway.
He was like, hi.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't good.
Brianna comes in smiling, goes, wow, we did such a good job. Wow, who would have thought? Like, we just worked so hard on this all day yesterday, and you weren't here, pretty right. much. Which...
She was definitely making a dig.
Yeah. He kind of sat there all, like, whatever. But she doesn't get into it with Lewis.
No.
Nothing. Which, maybe it was, like, pretty much, like, my last straw. Like, she's just so over it. Like, you're gonna be an idiot. Why ruin my time? Why make my time bad at all? Like, I think she was right. Like, he was already here. He already did it. Like, mm-hmm. he's going to go back to New York. I'm never going to fly him here again. So what is the point
of
getting into it? I totally feel that in my life. Why get into it if the outcome is going to be nothing?
Yeah.
So it's, like, pointless.
Yeah, but sometimes you do it too much. Like, people do it too much where you get stepped on, you know, and she also might have been thinking, if I give him a problem now, he might not want to come back again. And all she really wants is the guys to be in the kids' lives, it seems.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so heartbreaking.
It really is.
But so let's get on to the special segment.
Oh, I just want to make one comment.
Yes.
Every single person I notice swears so much. They'll have kids in the car.
Even Chelsea?
And throw... No.
Okay.
No, all right. Everybody but her.
Yeah.
Be throwing out the F-bomb. They'll be swearing. The kids will be in the back seat.
Brianna is would literally talk about Nova's dad in front of Nova. Like, he didn't do this. He didn't do that. He's such a piece of this. And he's not even there for Nova. He doesn't even care about Nova. And Nova's, like, sitting there in the back seat.
Yeah. So not even Leah. She doesn't so much. But the other three, they do a lot.
Yeah.
It's all the time. Like, your kids are in the back seat.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to...
Oh, yes. So, we had some commenters last week, which, thank you so much. We love to hear them. We had Heather Arnold. She said, I related to Kale because I don't like getting to know people when I know they're talking about me behind my back and have seen all the messages from the phone, which, I mean, that is super valid. I totally get that. Karina Benford said, love seeing you two reviewing this one. Thanks, girl. I'm so glad you're watching. And then we had Spring Daisy say, Aubrey's extremely cute and mature, but I think sometimes she just copies Chelsea and says things Chelsea would say without having the actual maturity behind the statement. Oh.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It does make sense. But maybe she'll, like, grow into knowing what she's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Just Watch 121. Janelle only talks to her mother because she has no one else to film with. Also, the episode was boring. This is who I did get what they were saying. I get it was the first one of the first season or of the season, but I had to fast forward because I was so bored. If the season keeps going like this, I don't think I can keep watching.
So when I was watching this episode, that comment about Janelle and her mom came to me, and I'm like, oh, that's probably right, because what would her days be like? She would have nobody to film with if she didn't have her mom.
Yeah, that's true.
She can't have her husband there.
She doesn't. We don't even get to go to the land, which they call it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm. Which, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, well.
There's just guns sitting around the property, probably. I mean, I don't know. They're so crazy. But, okay, special segment. Teen Mom 2, Teen Mom You. Go for it.
Teen Mom, you, me, I would have to say was Brianna, because she avoids confrontation, I feel like, and it's easier to not say anything, and I do that all the time.
That's so you.
So me.
That's so
I'd
you.
I'd rather just push it away, don't fight about it, and it's not a good quality. Watching it on TV was definitely not a good quality. I'm like, get him, say something.
Yeah.
But.
Mine was Addie waking up at 5 a.m. so tired. She's like, oh, she's like eating cereal. Like, oh my God, I hate my life. It's like, girl, I know you. I know you. So
that's
that was
so
mine.
True.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, so we have some news and gossip here. Taylor took the kids bowling last night. Little Jaden and Maverick. I know this isn't the season, but like, I just had to throw that in there because.
That's awesome.
That he's such a great dad, and I don't know if you guys out there are, you know, have been staying with all the seasons and all the people, but Taylor and Macy's love story special segment just aired the other day, so I watched it today, and I mean, it doesn't have to do with this, but if you're a Teen Mom fan, then you'll like to know. It's so great. I was, like, crying. They just talk about, like, how they met, and just, you know, I think Bentley was, like, 3 or 4 or something like that, and... You know, they go through and
that's nice.
He just talks so much about how he just loves being a dad. Like, I love being great. A dad. I want to be a hero to my kids and things like that. So that was really cute. Chelsea and Cole went to an Eric Church country concert recently. They looked all cute. That's so them. So that was awesome. And then the other night, I think it was Sunday night, Janelle went live. Did you see it? Wait, you saw it?
I saw it.
You watched the whole thing?
No, not the whole thing. I even commented.
What'd you say? Oh, I didn't watch while they were in the live, like doing live. Okay. I watched the aftermath. Like they post it.
Oh, okay.
But you're watching when they were actually live. How funny was that? They were so drunk.
Oh, all right. Makes more sense now.
What? You didn't know that?
No.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Why?
Yeah, they were just silly. They were, talking on the phone. Who'd they have, a producer on there?
Yeah.
Laughing. They were both, the producer was cracking up too.
And Janelle was so good to her mom. Like, you know, making jokes. It was just such a healthy relationship I saw, which I have literally never seen with them.
You know, there was this time during this episode. Not this one, but I thought it was
this
last
lady's
week.
Talking about episode or season 8 right now.
It could be, but she, when she was, I think it was last, it was season 8, but she was crying. I don't have, when she, yes, it was, when they had moved and she left, and whatever. But she was crying to a producer, I have nobody, I have no friends. And her mom weren't getting along there. And I can see the mom and Janelle have a really good relationship. So I think them being apart was really hard. She's the only thing that Janelle really has.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that they're back together.
Me too. I am too. I mean, even just the conversation with Andrew and how, you know, they both just really agreed. And there was, like, no confidence. Like, Babs has custody completely of him. He is his guardian. Right. So it just was so cool that they really just completely got along on that.
Yeah, and you know, I really thought like Janelle talking about how she doesn't want to hurt her son's, you know, his feelings or put him in this bad situation was really responsible of her. So I liked seeing all that.
Yeah, it was really good. So, unfortunately, there was, like, my DVR cut off, and there's no On the Next. Mm. Besides the fact that Chelsea's like, I think my water broke, but, I mean.
Well, we know that's going to happen.
Yeah. There was nothing, like, crazy. So, hopefully something happens. I don't know. I really like watching Kale for some reason. Like, she cracks me up. But, so predictions?
I really want Kale and Javi's pregnant Lauren.
Do we even talk about how she was like trying to do all these things she shouldn't be doing at 79 months pregnant?
Carrying him on her back and stuff. But the cameras are there. But I really like her.
I do too. But I don't know if she's a little fake for the cameras, like, and kind of a little evil.
I know she called her a bad name, Kale, a bad name on text, but that was like
in the mix of a bunch of
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Seems like a nice person. And she has your kid over there. So I would definitely make some kind of contact, you know, with her. I know. But, you know, again, I don't like confrontation. So I'd like to just fix it.
Eliminate that.
Yeah. So predictions, I think. I think the time is going to come. Because Lauren did talk about how Kale let
Isaac over there,
you know, and she didn't want to. So maybe that's leading up to something, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think Chelsea's going to have a baby.
It's inevitable. I think that we're going to see more of Leah's boyfriend. Hmm. I hope we get to know him a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm always so, like, protective of these girls, I feel like.
I know.
I mean, it's bound to happen that Brittany, Brianna's sister, is going to have some meltdown or freak out about something. Yeah, so that's going to happen. And the mom, too. Brianna's mom. I don't know. That whole family, something big is going to happen. Yeah. So, we'll see. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to us rant and rave about all of this. So like, subscribe, comment. We have, if you subscribe to AfterBuzz's reality channel, you'll get so many great shows just like this. And you'll get to see us, our lovely faces, every single week. So we'll be back here next Tuesday for episode three of season 9 of Teen Mom 2. So I'm Mackenzie Fain. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Where can we find you, Mom Lee?
I'm on Instagram. And my name's Lee Fain.
All right. Well, there you have it. Bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your